Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Sorry, I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Would you like going to a workplace where you could eat lunch with your best friend, take naps in between, and maybe go shopping if you're bored? Hell yeah, I know I would. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. So, Bollywood can be a really lonely place. If you don't already have a Bollywood family, and if you've moved there, then you really have to watch out what you say to whom. Because if you call someone at 3 a.m., you might find yourself on page 3. Even when you didn't want to be there in the first place. And we've seen plenty of occasions where catfights have received more hits on YouTube than movie trailers. Yeah, people love when stuff like this happens. Everyone will be like, wow, this is like watching mean girls happen in real life. So it's really, really refreshing and really nice when women are displaying signs of friendship, not cattiness. We have enough of that in our lives, yeah. Come on. We don't need that on screen as well. And especially when we take our Bollywood movies so seriously. For years and years, there have been vamps on screen. Then there are movies like Dil To Pagal Hai, where two girls vie for one guy. According to me, the hero is the real Pagal. Dil and all is fine. And movies like Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, where some girls just had to sacrifice their love only because they didn't know how to apply makeup. Really? Again, was Shah Rukh Khan in college really worth it? He wasn't even that good at basketball. So we really, really needed movies where women didn't compete with each other. They didn't have to step on each other to get ahead or just get some dumb guy. There are more important things to fight for. Wait, what are they? Let's take a look at some movies that feature girls who are BFFs and find out. Now, the hashtag they decided to use to promote Veeredi Wedding was hashtag not a chick flick. But I was like, so what if it's a chick flick? It's 2019. Are guys really still holding back from saying they watched a chick flick? I don't think so. Okay, wait, the movie came out in 2018. But still, it's not so long back. My argument is still valid. Anyway, Veeredi Wedding features four girls who are best friends. It also goes back into that past a little where they're friends from school and get up to all sorts of things together. And then the movie moves on to show what their relationship is like in the present. So Kareena Kapoor Khan's character is trying to fix some stuff at home with her dad and her stepmom. Sonam Kapoor's character is the career-oriented one who's trying to deal with the fact that everyone's getting married and she might be left behind. I know a lot of girls my age who have that fear, including me. Swara Bhaskar is the basic rich girl who's trying to get out of her marriage and they had to give Shikha Talsania a problem. So she's trying to fix stuff with her grandpa after eloping with some random white guy they found to be in the movie. There were lots of comparisons drawn to Sex and the City because when you stop and think about it, there are quite a few similarities in the number of characters and some of the quirks that they have. But hey, do you want to sit and nitpick or just go and watch a movie where there are four women and they're not all plotting against each other and they're not all running after one hero who doesn't even deserve one girl? I think the latter. The only thing though, to make it on par with movies that are aimed directly at men, it would have been perfect if this movie had an item number with some guy in it. Then again, which guy is capable of satisfying more than one girl? Let it be. Queen was so perfect in so many ways. It was so full of surprises in so many aspects. First of all, a girl just goes off on her honeymoon alone. Second of all, she finds a girl who is so different from her, but still knows just how to fix this one's life. Uncanny, but boy, I'm sure we all loved it. Kangana Ranaut's character goes off to Paris and makes friends with this totally wild and carefree girl who lives life on her own terms. Oh, plus Lisa Hidden is super hot. I thought it was really nice how these two spend time together and no good comes out of it. Rani, the girl that Kangana plays, just ends up getting drunk, ends up staying in a hostel, ends up making friends with random boys. All these decisions are because of this other girl she meets and makes friends with. But thanks to this really wild friend in question, she also gets over the ghosts in her past. Sometimes bad girls make really good friends. Thelma and Louise. This movie came out in 1991. But still, if you ever have your girlfriends over and want to watch a movie, watch this one. Totally gives you BFF goals. So a housewife and a waitress who are best friends set off in a car and go on a road trip. They're both running away from something, but as they go along, they face a lot of challenges. They overcome them together, and towards the end of the movie, like most road movies, they discover that they've changed a lot. Some parts may be cliched, but you'll overlook all of that as the movie progresses. It's a riot the whole way through. Together, these two best friends just take off. They discover that they have so much freedom and can't get enough of it. And they also realize that they're capable of so much more than they've been doing. I could totally identify with this because I can't even count the number of times my best friend and I have given each other pep talks. I guess even though he's a guy, Ridley Scott really knew what he was doing when he made this movie. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants is a really wholesome movie. Four girls who are friends, they separate for the summer, they're all doing different things and having all sorts of problems, but they find this one pair of pants that magically fits them all. I'd be lucky if I found one pair of pants that fit me the same way through all seasons in 1 year. But hey, this is a fun plot for a movie. These four girls stay in touch and somehow see each other through their problems with the help of these magical pants. No boring monologues, no super emotional scenes with these four girls, just emotional scenes when the other people are involved. But when the four of them are together, it's a friendship like any you must have had with a girl. So it's very easy to relate to. Sex and the City. Now, this one was actually a series and it did so well that they decided to go and make movies also. The characters remain the same. Four women who are really, really different from each other, but the only thing they like in common, probably, is what the title very aptly suggests. Now, you can see why this movie and VDD Wedding were compared a lot, because there's one person the story revolves around, Sarah Jessica Parker in this case. Then there's one who's more inclined towards her career, one who moves over to be a family-oriented woman, and one who couldn't care less about who she's doing or what anybody's saying about her. But Sex and the City also got really popular for its fashion game. Four women, four different personalities, so most women have something of themselves to see in at least one of these characters, and really, really fancy clothes. No wonder it worked. But under all those layers of clothes, you'll see that problems are regular friend problems. And these women don't mind skipping manicures to go help another girl out. When the series came out, really, it was one of the best representations of female friendships that had ever been made. Thank God we've also had better ones since then. Aisha is an adaptation of a Jane Austen novel. Thank God they didn't hide that fact. They were very honest about it. And it was actually adapted quite well for the Indian audience. Sonam Kapoor plays Aisha, the main protagonist. She's this well-to-do Delhi girl who can't really make up her mind about what she wants to do with her life. Come on, we've all had that phase in life. Now, she has a best friend who she's known for years. And although this movie is about Aisha finding herself, it also talks about her relationship with different people and how it changes over the years. And her relationship with her friend is one of them. So Ira Dubey plays that friend who has put up with Aisha's nonsense for years and years, even indulging in bitching about other people together, before she decides enough is enough and she has to be her own person. But they work over it and become friends again. There's also another girl that Aisha's friends with that she really, really wants to help, but ends up causing more damage than help. Yeah, no matter how much we tell ourselves that we shouldn't meddle in our friends' lives, I think we can't help it sometimes. In that aspect, Aisha had friendships spot on, because the movie didn't talk about only the good bits of friendship. And just like we all do sometimes, the main chick screwed up. Seriously, this is an incredible movie, Lipstick Under My Burqa. It talks about four women in a place that we've never seen Bollywood movies go to. At least, I haven't seen a movie centered around Bhopal of all the places. It features very, very different women who are all ambitious in their own ways. Ratna Pathak Shah plays an old woman who wants companionship. Kunkana Sen plays a woman who wants to work. Plabita Bor Thakur plays a girl who has really, really strict conservative parents. And Ahana Kumra can't decide between eloping and marrying someone her mum picked for her. And all these women honestly just want to escape from the situations that they are in that point in time. Now, the movie doesn't really give you a solid conclusion, but as it progresses, you'll see how each woman somehow comes to the rescue of the other. Although they're not your traditional BFFs, this movie really brings out the fact that women can really stick up for each other when it's necessary. And although they talk about some really, really serious issues, these women also manage to make you laugh. Lipstick under my burqa totally set the bar really high. Now, when Bollywood makes a movie about a lot of women and their relationship with each other, I hope they match up to this. Jia or Jia is a total riot. Now, this movie didn't become a commercial hit, but it had its moments. Jia or Jia is a series of mishaps that happen throughout a road trip. A road trip that these girls somehow end up taking together. Also, it's got Richa Chadda and Kalki Kekla, so that's already two reasons to watch it. It's got one crazy wild girl and one who is conservative in her thoughts and wants to do tried and tested things. One Jia tries to teach the other Jia how to live, but you won't know which Jia changes the other Jia more. Yeah, both these girls have the same name in the movie, but the similarity ends there. And they shot this movie in Sweden. So apart from having a lot of fun on screen, these two girls must have had a kick-ass time on set also. God, find yourself a best friend you can do cool jobs like this with. There are tons of other movies where women were total bosses and didn't let guys or sanskar come in the way of their friendship, like Priyanka and Kangana in Fashion, or Gulpanag and Aisha Takia in Door, or the girls in Pink. They ended up fighting with each other when big problems cropped up, but they stuck together somehow and solved them. Difficult, yes, but absolutely real. I love it when movies talk about strong female characters who get along really well with each other. We could do with more of those. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.